fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour, third hour, actually, with this Farmers Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, world-class training with rifles and pistols and advanced first aid in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website is freedomtrain.net. Excellent video, teach you how to clean your rifle there properly, freedomtrain.net. Sam will answer the phone beginning Wednesday afternoon. You want to get in on a group purchase of thermal imaging, have a custom rifle built, give him a call. Now, we're signing up for that class this coming weekend. Give him a call at 417-718-2597. Sam, what is the firearms tip of the week, sir?
Well, the firearms tip of the week is if you've got a 308 30-06, one of those mid-trajectory weapon systems, and you don't have an MOA reticle, you have a mil-dot reticle, that's okay. Go ahead and zero your rifle at 300 yards. Even out to 300 meters, this works really, really well if you've got a good bobtail bullet. So if you zero at 300 with your 308 and your mil dot scope, your first mil dot above the main crosshair will work at 100. Your first mil dot below the main crosshair will work at 400. And your second mil dot below the main crosshair will be almost dead on at 500. So you've got dots at that point. If it's a first focal plane mil dot scope, if you don't have money to buy an MOA scope right now, one of the ways you can set your 308 or 30-06 up is to zero it at 300 meters, 300 yards, right in that area. And then you can use the dot above for 100. You can bracket between the main crosshair and the first dot above for 200, and then you can use the first dot below for 400 and the second dot below for 500 yards. That will work extremely well with the trajectory you've got.
All right. Great firearms tip of the week. Anything else, sir?
I think that'll do it on the scope issue. We have John in Florida.
We do. John in Florida. Good morning, sir.
Yes. I picked up a MP5 clone, a PPR. What do you recommend on those bowlers when it locks up? I put some 301 oil in there, and what would you recommend? What kind of grease with that or oil in that?
John, he was breaking up for me. Did you catch the question?
No, he needs to repeat it. Go ahead, John. Repeat your question again.
I got a PTR, which is an MP5 clone. On those rollers, when the bolt closes, what do you recommend for those rollers? I put some 301 oil on it, and then, I'm lubricated them like that, but what do you recommend for that?
No, I'd rather see you put 10W30 Mobile 1 on there.
Okay.
Yeah, a synthetic oil.
Yeah. And then it's got that they do the same nitrite barrel, mostly on that PTR.
Yeah.
What do you recommend for a cleaner for that? Or just watch the video?
Well, you can watch the video, but I'll answer your question anyway. You've got three types of fouling you have to deal with. You've got hard carbon fouling, you've got copper fouling, and you've got powder fouling. So we're going to get the powder fouling out first with the Butch's Bore Shine. We'll remove most of the copper with a solvent called Sweets. And then we'll coat the barrel in a penetrating oil, let it sit for 5 minutes to soften the hard carbon. And then we'll use something called JB Bore Paste to get the hard carbon out of that first 6 to 8 inches of barrel. And the JB Bore Paste on a very tight-fitting patch, you're scrubbing forward and backwards. With the other two solvents, you're just pushing them from the chamber to the muzzle end and pushing the junk out of the gun. But with the JB Bore Paste, you want to scrub right around the throat and then work your way down the barrel, scrubbing back and forth. And that's how you get that hard carbon fouling out of that barrel. So those are the three types of fouling and the three products that you need. Actually, you need four. You need Butch's Bore Shine for the powder, to remove the powder quickly. You need Sweet 762 solvent to get the copper out. It's ammonia-based. And then you use the penetrating oil, leave it in the barrel, wet. Let it soak for 5 minutes, and then put your JB Bore Paste, work it into a tight-fitting patch, and then scrub that barrel with the penetrating oil still in the barrel. Scrub that barrel with that JB Bore Paste on that patch, and you'll come out with a very, very clean barrel.
This thing's very accurate. I even put a flash hider on it, a B&T flash hider, which goes on the three lug, and it's extremely accurate, so even with open sights. And I've got a... Go ahead.
Excellent. Sounds like you've got a really nice weapon.
And I've got that Aimpoint T2. I've got to do some more sighting in on that. Just the iron sights, it was dead on, right out of the box.
How far above the barrel is the dot on your aim point?
I put a, I can't think of the name of it, but I got this, it's a raised, a Skyler. I've got a raised thing for the red point. I mean, the aim point raises a 1.42. So I can see, I can actually see my iron sights and see the red dot.
Okay, well, measure from the center of your red dot sight to the center of your barrel. And if you say this is a 9 mil, right?
Yes, it's the PTR CT.
Okay, so if you're 3 inches above, you want to zero at about 40 yards. If your sight to barrel difference, you zero at about 40. If you're 4 inches above, then you want to zero at about 50 yards.
Okay.
And that'll give you a nice flat trajectory. You'll stay within 3 to 4 inches out past 100 with it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a great week. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you for the call. Call number is 512-248-8252. What direction would you like to go next, sir?
Oh, well, let's talk a little bit about thermal. IRAY is... They're having a huge sale of their IRAY Micro, which is our favorite thermal device. There's probably one or two left in the country, but I know where they are. So if you want to buy an IRAY Micro on sale, give me a call as soon as the show's over, and I'll see if I can find you one. I can see if it's still there.
Okay. All right. talk a bit about the difference between thermal imaging and night vision, and why a person would want either of those.
Well, the only thing we use night vision for is navigating vehicles where we have to look through glass or a canopy. So night vision, the way that it works, it takes starlight and moonlight, and if that starlight or moonlight reflects off an object, it comes through your lens and hits a celled, think of like a honeycomb looking thing, it hits a cell on your honeycomb intensifier tube on the front end of it. Now, the way the computer and the electronics works is that if an electron hits that cell, creates a cascade. If the photon hits that cell, it creates a cascade of electrons that get translated to a display screen. So the more photons that hit a particular cell, the more electrons get dumped to a cell on the display screen, which changes the brightness either from white to dark green, or if it's white phosphor, from black to white. That's what we generally use when we're looking through glass. And the reason we don't use thermal when we look through glass is a thermal sight sees regular glass as a mirror. So if you look at your windshield of your car with your thermal, you're going to see your dashboard and yourself. If you look at it with night vision, you can see through the glass and see what's outside. Now, once you get past that mirror effect of the thermal is superior to the night vision in every other way. So for a weapon sight, the thermal is generally much more effective at finding human threats. It's much more effective at seeing. You can use it day or night to find threats. Night vision doesn't see well camouflaged threats. Thermal will see very well camouflaged threats. And so we definitely give the nod to thermal on a weapon sight. But for driving or flying, looking through glass, a night vision monocular or a night vision four eyes is going to be your best bet.
All right. That's good to know. That's good to know. Your call number is 512-248-8252. Any updates on the price and availability of ammunition and or components, sir?
Well, because of the increasing number of conflicts globally, the price of everything is starting to go up quickly. So if you need ammo, don't wait. Buy it now. Don't buy it later, because the price is going up. And I mean, the prices are ridiculous. If I were to go, let's say, to a company like grass.com, and I were to look at 308 ammunition, right? Let's see if we can find some here quickly. Let's look at the 308 Winchester. All right. Now, so ammo that we used to be able to buy for $13 a box is now $25 a box. Higher-end ammo like the Berger 308 that we used to buy for $21 a box is now $44 a box. Let's look at some of the Browning ammo. I don't remember that price from years ago. See if I can find some other common companies. Federal ammo. They're all in the 30s. Used to be in the teens. So this is what's happened to the price of ammo. And I'm trying to see if they still have a federal gold medal, because we used to buy a lot of that, particularly for the sniper weapon systems. A lot of people use federal gold medal in the 168 and the GM2, the 175 years ago. And I haven't found it yet on the website, but bottom line is, the price of ammunition, boxed ammunition, has more than doubled in the last 5 years. And it's going to continue to go up. Hornady's got some stuff in the high 20s, but most of this stuff is in the 30s or the 40s. You know, $40 for 20 rounds. So you're basically paying $2 a round when you used to pay 80 cents a round. And And with the whole ordeal going on in Israel and things about to cut loose in Taiwan and other places, I mean, you could see ammo triple, literally triple, in the next 6 weeks. It could happen.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Let's see. We got a call here. It looks like Robert in Illinois. Good morning, Robert.
Morning, sir. Couple things real quick. I was at a training class, and the instructor put a statement up on the screen, and I thought it was absolutely profound to be in this particular type of training class and this statement be made, which was, under pressure, we do not rise to the level of our expectations. We fall to our training and preparedness. I thought that was rather profound for everything I look at every day. And this training class had nothing to do with prepping whatsoever. It was a school bus refresher course.
Well, you know, different people respond to pressure differently. And for some people, that statement is true. Probably for the majority of people, that is true. But I could tell you this. You know, I train over 1,000 people every year. And we put pressure on them when we train them. As soon as they start to acquire a skill and start to make it happen at a reasonable pace, we up the pressure. And we keep upping the pressure until they show us that they need the pressure taken off. But I could tell you this, about 80% of the people that we train, that statement is fairly true. They don't necessarily rise to their own expectations, but they rise to the level of training they've received and the level of work they've done on that training. Now, having said that, there's a smaller percentage of people that when you put pressure on them, they actually outperform their own expectations. And it's because of the nature of their personality. Men that have competed in sports, particularly contact sports, at a high level, men that own their own companies that are used to working under pressure all the time, there's a certain percentage of those guys that they rise above. And it's a small percentage. But I try not to paint everybody with a broad brush, but I can tell you for probably 80% of the people that I've worked with, that is 100% true.
I just, for the classroom environment, I just thought it was unusual to for something that I try to focus on the preparedness level. So, secondly, are you familiar or paying any attention to the situation in Illinois with the registration process they're trying to force?
Yeah, and I would just say no. Don't register. Get involved in elections and get those people out of there. Registration. Well, is always, in all cases, precede confiscation.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think the rebuttal is going to be so overwhelming that it's going to not go anywhere.
Well, I think you have to. I mean, you have to stand, unless you want a civil war in your state between law enforcement and civilians. The law enforcement should be objecting to this. They know what's going to happen if they require registration, and then eventually they know confiscation's coming. They're not stupid. You know, I mean, the law enforcement people, they don't like this stuff. Because, you know, you start knocking on doors to take guns, and then your guys start eating bullets, all of a sudden nobody wants to knock on doors anymore.
Yeah,
you know, this is a problem.
Well, it just it's amazing that they have the audacity, I guess, to think people are just going to fold. I live in central Illinois, and other than Chicagoland area, it's a whole other world.
Roger that.
Okay. Anything else, Robert?
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. We have our next break. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
as primitive as can be.
Don't be a victim. Is your home and car protected from an EMP event, or will you be a victim? EMP Shield will protect your home, car, or generator from the damaging effects of an electromagnetic pulse and lightning. Folks, this is the exact equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their infrastructure, and each unit comes with $25,000 of insurance coverage. To get a $50 discount on each unit purchased, go to thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Or call the toll-free order line 24 hours a day. 800-592-9543. That's 800-592-9543. Don't be a victim.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. My Black Friday sale on the rocket stoves in effect right now. That would be 20% off rocket stoves and 20% off the pellet hoppers at thelibertyman.com. This is Farmers Money with Sam Anders. The website for Freedom Center USA is freedomtrain.net. Let's continue, Sam.
Well, we were talking about the price of ammo. You know, we used to be able to buy brass for 25 to 35 cents a piece for rifle rounds. And I've been thumbing through now. Hornady brass, $1.42 a piece. Norma brass, $1.72 a piece. Nosler brass, $3.76 per piece. Well, I don't know. I don't know why Nosler thinks their brass is so much better than everybody else's. But I mean, you can buy Lapua brass for significantly less than Nosler brass. I find that absolutely amazing.
I do also, and it's just going to get more expensive. So the time to get it is right now, isn't it?
Well, I don't see ammunition components going down until World War III is over. So I think that if you have the money, now's probably the right time. Probably should have bought ammo and brass and components probably a year ago. But, you know, it's just at the point now, we've had our currency war, we've had our commodity war, the shooting wars have begun, and I think this is just going to escalate. And so now's the time. If you don't have enough ammo to defend your home for a significant period of time, then I would say now would be a good time to make the investment.
Roger that. Roger that. So a person can only invest in silver and gold. They can also invest in brass and steel, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you, you know, Lapua brass has been the highest quality brass out there for decades. But, you know, there's a company out there called Peterson Brass that's doing a real nice job making some real high quality brass. We're hearing good things about Peterson Brass. And so if you can find the caliber you need in Peterson Brass, I'd give them a try. I think a lot of people have shot really well recently with some hand loads out of Peterson Brass at our range. And I think that that's a pretty cool deal. And like, a lot of people have trouble buying 300 Win Mag brass. Well, Peterson's got 300 Winchester Magnum brass. It's in stock at Graf's. And it's only $1.60 a piece. So if you're looking for 300 Win Mag brass, give Peterson a try.
All right. All right. Well, Sam, we're into the winter season. We got the last class that was opening is coming up this coming weekend. And that would be at what begins the 16th?
Thursday morning at 8:00.
And there's 2 slots remaining.
The last basic class of the year. And then we're off to Thanksgiving, some private training, and Christmas.
Well, wrapping up the year, and I'm looking forward to seeing the schedule for 2024. And you had a couple of new instructors this year. How do they work out, sir?
Absolutely fantastic. You know, the more we advance the art of training, the higher quality instructors we attract. And so we've got several new instructors. We've had, in the last 18 months, a new guy, Paul. We've had Quincy. We've had a bunch of really, really good guys with real-world experience. And it's just a joy to have men that are that competent. It allows me to relax. You know, I don't want everyone to get complacent. I don't want to get too relaxed. But from a safety standpoint, it's always a concern when you're training new people with firearms. And to have guys that are that competent and that on the ball and that quick thinking and that observant, man, it's such a blessing to have these guys out here. I mean, our instructors are amazing.
They are, absolutely. World-class instructors at a world-class facility. Any changes or updates on the legal matter? And ladies and gentlemen, we have a panel at my website where you can make a donation to the Legal Defense Fund for Freedom Center. Any updates on that, sir?
Well, that's this week's work for me. I'm generating evidence for our side this week. That'll be the bulk of my work until the training starts on Thursday morning, till the basic class starts. But we have a bunch of depositions to go through, and I have a bunch of in-kind labor. I traded with an excavation guy. I've got to get all that information to the attorneys, and it just takes so much time to build all this evidence, but it has to be done. And so that's what we're working on this week. And yeah, any donations anybody's got at this point, we could really use them. You know, it's the time of year when our training schedule slows down. The lawyer bills do not slow down. They're about to accelerate. And I really appreciate all the help we've gotten.
Here's our 5 minute break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS. This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What?
Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, I don't.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act, the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, you know, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. My Veterans Day sale on energy cleaners expires at midnight tonight. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. My Black Friday sale on the Liberator rocket heater is in effect right now. 20% off rocket heaters, 20% off the pellet hoppers. That's a substantial savings. It really is. You want to take part in that, just go to my website. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You send me a check or money order. My address is right there at my website. or call my toll-free order line. My order takers don't have a clue about the sale. I do the sale price refund manually. My toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Money with Sam Anders, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. And Sam, this lawsuit is being perpetrated by one of the wealthiest families in the state of Missouri, isn't it, sir?
It sure is, and they're in a bunch of other lawsuits. They're famous for trying to bully people and take money and steal from people. And, you know, I probably shouldn't comment on the lawsuit before we go to trial, but the bottom line is their family has a reputation that's not exactly great in the town of Lebanon. And it's a shame because there are people in the family that do a lot of good for the community. You know, this woman that's behind all this, it's not just her. It's a group of people in her family that are pushing her to do this. And she's trying to win an argument. She didn't want her husband involved in a range. And when her husband died, of course, he did what he wanted. She couldn't stop him. And now that her husband's dead and gone, and they have some other motivation, she can win an argument that she had with her live husband. She can win that argument now that her husband's dead, as long as she can steal this range and do what she wants. It's really psychotic behavior, in my opinion, but, you know, can't fix it. Just got to win in court.
Absolutely. Well, the listeners to the John Moore Show and Doug Hagman Show have been very instrumental in keeping this effort going. There's a panel at my website to make a donation using PayPal. There's a physical address to mail a check or a money order. And listeners between these two shows, myself and Doug Hagman, have kept this whole thing going, haven't they, sir?
Absolutely. They've definitely kept us in the fight, and it's been a great thing.
All right. Let's move on from there. Our next caller looks like is Jonathan in Texas. Good morning, Jonathan.
Hi, gentlemen. Good morning. You know, Sam, I had you gave me some information on reloading 300 blackouts in the past. And
yes.
I think Hodge guns, what was it, 4198, I think, powder you recommended. Let's see. Like, yeah, 4198. I can't find anybody who has that in stock. Is there any other powder?
Well, if you're going to ask me a reloading question, I need to know what weight bullet you're using and what cartridge we're talking about.
Oh, well, you know, I just got a 300 blackout, and you're telling me what would. At the time,
okay. I need a bullet weight, sir. I need a bullet weight. I need to know what bullet. If you're going to talk about powder, I need to know what bullet. I know 300 blackout, but I need to know what weight bullet are we talking about?
Well, how about 250 grains?
250 grains. Okay, so we use typically like 9.5 grains of 4198. For a 250 grain bullet, but you could look at 4227 as well. That's a possibility, but you're right in that speed range. If you look at the burn rates between 4198 and 4227, if you'll hold on a second, let me go get a burn rate chart. And I'll see if there's anything else in that range that we haven't tested that you might be able to find. Hold on just one second. Should be able to find a chart here in just a few seconds. Okay. Hodgson has dramatically changed their website here, so I'm a little lost. Hold on just a second.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing that a bullet is very a cartridge is very sensitive to the burn rate. If you change bullet weights even a little bit, the optimization, is gonna change the powder speed significantly.
Okay.
And I have to apologize because I'm not finding the burn rate chart like I used to. They changed their website now, so it's not in its normal place. I don't even know if they publish it anymore. Let me see if I can go to a separate web browser and look that up. All right, so the question, here we go. This will work. So we're looking for things that are faster than 4198. Hold on 1 second here. All right, so we've got things like Winchester 296, Hodgson H110, Alliant Pro 300, Accurate number 9, Alliant Steel, Norma 8123, and Vitavori N110. So if you could find any of those powders, you're in kind of the speed range that you need to be in.
Uh-huh, okay. All right.
You could also look at Norma 200, Winchester 680, Accurate 1680, and Accurate 5744, and then, of course, Hodgson's 4227, Winchester 296. Those are all also options to look at. Now, the reason we use 4198 is because it's the only powder in that speed range that's really temperature insensitive. It's not sensitive to temperature changes. So it really enhances the accuracy of the subsonic round across broad temperature changes.
Okay.
So if I were you, I would continue to look for 4198. You'll find some somewhere, I'm sure.
Yeah, okay. I had another question for you as far as reloading machines. I think you recommended one in the past that was pretty decent. What was that?
Are you talking single stage or progressive?
Progressive.
So when you get into progressive presses, you're into the $1,000 plus investment. The progressive press, the best press on the market, is the Dillon 1100. There's no contest there. If you're loading short, small cases, the Dillon 1050 will work just about as well. Those are the two I would look at.
Okay. And optics for a 300 blackout, what do you recommend?
The Holosun Ames is the least expensive thing that works really well. So it's AEMS, so Alpha Echo Mary Sierra. And it's made by Holosun.
Okay.
And they offer it in a green or a red dot. If you're slightly colorblind in any way, you might want to favor the green dot. It has a little more white light in it. It's a little easier to see.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Great. Great. I appreciate your help.
Okay, Jonathan.
You guys
Jonathan,
are
great call.
The best around. Thanks.
Thank appreciate you, sir. It. Have a great week.
Bye.
Appreciate the call. We got time for a call right now at 512-248-8252. Well, Sam, let's see. We got a SHOT Show coming up in January, and you'll have one or two guys that will report back, won't you?
Yeah, hopefully I'll have more than that this year. We've also, I want everybody to know we've got thermals that are on sale right now. You can get a 50 millimeter Mark I on sale, and you can also get, you still have a chance to get a micro on sale. I think the micros went from $6 to $49.99, and the Mark I's went from $5,500 down to $4,500. So if you've been waiting for a sale on a thermal, give me a call. We've got some stuff available.
All right. All right. Well, it's good to know that these optics are available and at an excellent price. That's wonderful. Glad to hear that.
Also, John, I want to tell you, I've got some Rotombo coming in. There's a rumor that my order for Rotombo powder, which has been back ordered for almost 2 years, is finally going to hit the door the end of this week. So if you need some Rotombo and you're willing to pay the ridiculous increase in price that they forced on everybody, give me a call.
All right. All right. Well, you've got the equipment. It's in stock and ready for immediate delivery, don't you, sir?
Well, if it shows up the end of the week, it'll be ready for delivery.
Okay. Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, once this lawsuit's behind us, we're going to be making dramatic improvements to Freedom Center, aren't we, sir?
Yeah, we're going to build a tower on the big range. We're going to build 9 new ranges in the North Meadow, which is huge. Pistol training, combat. It'll be good for combat medic courses, CQB rifle training. And I want to build a shoot house, an indoor shoot house that's safe and that has movable walls. That's on the list of things to do as soon as we stop spending all our money on attorneys. So, yeah, there's a lot of plans, and got to win this lawsuit, got to get this facility completely developed, and it will be the premier place on planet Earth to learn firearm skills.
Absolutely. I agree, absolutely. And I'm really looking forward to that. Seeing these plans being put on hold for these years has been really frustrating, but we're almost there, aren't we?
Less than 6 months away. Can't wait till it's over. You know, I spent between my ex losing her mind and this, I've spent over $100,000 of personal and company money on attorneys in the last year and a half. And I would just really like to spend money on things that are productive, you know. I can't wait.
Absolutely.
2023 is going to be the end of an era, and I'm going to be glad it's over.
Yep. Well, many people are looking forward to it being over, and it's going to be an amazing event to see Freedom Center flourish to what it was originally designed to be. It's been a long time coming, hasn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes you just have to be patient. But, you know, when I was talking to General Hollingsworth about, you know, the legal issues with my ex and with the Freedom Center and all this stuff, his comment, he kind of chuckled, and he said, Sam, he goes, what part of being over the target and taking flack don't you get?
Right.
That was the comment I got from one of my best friends. It was pretty funny.
Absolutely. Well, we're looking forward to this lawsuit being wrapped up. I've been involved in a complex, high-stakes lawsuit since 1972. And I've said this before, but I believe that the attorneys representing the plaintiffs are very unethical. I don't know if they did, but they should have told their clients that this is a loser. But they, whatever the private conversations were, I don't know. But they keep accepting their clients' money for this unethical lawsuit, don't they?
Well, the law is on our side, so the only way they win is if they buy the judge, and I don't think they can buy this judge. We got a change of venue. We got it out of the area, and I think it's going to be very difficult for them to buy this judge. The other thing is the judge that's presiding is an associate circuit judge. He's used to hearing cases in less than a day and making a decision on the spot. He's not used to these big, long trials, you know, that take weeks, and he takes it under advisement for 6 months and then finally makes a decision. That's not this judge. So It will be really interesting to see how much of this BS, of their BS, this judge is willing to put up with. And I think the answer is not much. So I can't wait to get to trial.
I'm looking forward to it. It will be quite an event. Quite an event. And the truth will come out, won't it?
It absolutely will. It's absolutely going to come out, and we have plenty of evidence. And so, you know, we got pictures of this woman at the range. She testified in her deposition that she'd never been on the property. You know, it's just one thing after another.
Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Sam, we've got about 3 minutes here, sir, to summarize your thoughts for the day and for the week.
Well, you know, sometimes I say things that sound a little controversial. I don't think today will be any different. People don't really realize how hard it is to speak the truth to a world full of people that don't realize they're living a lie. And I think that's an important thing to understand. John, do you know the difference between a soldier and a warrior?
I do. I'm not sure how well I can enunciate that, but I use the term alpha male warrior to describe a man who is ready to go into combat and defend his life and the life of his buddies left and right without hesitation, as opposed to someone who's wearing a uniform and I've seen this happen, crumple into the fetal position the first shot's being fired.
Well, there's a big difference between a soldier and a warrior to me. A soldier follows orders, what his commanders tell him to do. A warrior is someone who defends with his life the people that rely on him. And there's a big difference. We're about to find out in this country how many warriors we still have left.
Enough.
And I think it's enough. And I can tell you this, Scalia, an incredible man with an incredible mind, one of the greatest legal minds in history, Scalia said very, very clearly that the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, is what our founding fathers called a parchment, a parchment protection.
Right.
The real protection is the Constitution that's inside you, the backbone and moral framework that you have. Are you willing to do the right thing even when it's hard? Are you really willing to do the right thing even when it's dangerous? Are you a warrior willing to defend those who love you and depend on you for your strength? Are you willing to be a warrior, or are you just going to be a soldier? And that's a question a lot of men are going to answer in the next year or two. It's about to get interesting.
Yep, it is very much about to get interesting. Absolutely. Well, what else here? Got less than a minute.
Well, I think it's very important that we never register our guns, because that always leads to confiscation. Know your history. Don't do it. Object. Disobey. Okay? And remember Galatians 5:1. If you haven't heard it or you don't understand it, read it and read it again. It is for freedom's sake that Christ set us free. Do not allow yourselves to be constrained by the yoke of slavery ever again. And by the way, the yoke is the law. So do the right thing, not the legal thing. John, absolutely. Let freedom ring. Have a great week, man.
Okay, thanks, sir. We appreciate it. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaner, essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever get your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the large, beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in, the even larger, beautiful state of Texas, and Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.